The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. Welcome to the show, everybody. August 14th. Have you been following through? Give me 1 minute. Have you been keeping up with the summer? All right, Retha's not going to be with us today. Congratulations, Retha. She's on set today. And Retha would tell me that, you know, when they follow through on the tryouts and the auditions, it's not easy. Because when you go there, there's a lot of people that line up and they try to get the part. And then she said, in today's world, you not only have the individuals that show up for the auditions, you have the online auditions, and there could be thousands. So congratulations on getting your part, Reef. And so anyway, moving along, guys, it's don't forget next Monday, we got the first solar eclipse in 99 years. So I'm going to get my friend Tom Kiltago on because he's probably seen the last one. He'll like that. And, you know, guys, it's summertime, so I don't know. Try not to follow my, you know, do what I do not, or what is it? Do what I say not as I do, because I'm trying to enjoy the summer. I'm trying to have a barbecue. I'm trying to get to the beach because July and August, you're supposed to be having fun. Well, I haven't made it to the beach in years, and I think I had one barbecue, burnt a couple burgers. That's about it. So we got to follow through and try to enjoy our summers. But, birthday, say, hey, we got Halle Berry. Haley's turning 51. Remember X-Men? And we got Mark Johnson. Steve Martin turned 72. And Easy Way Studios is on the way. We're going to have, that's going to be exciting. But anyway, so much stuff going on, guys.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Here we are, and our tech time, we're going to fill in for Retha here. 10 cool things you didn't know your Android could do. Your smartphone does a lot of stuff, but add a third-party app store like Google Play and the number of ways you can use it. This is going to – all right, let's go through a couple of these. This is going to be fun. Did you know voice search with screen off? Okay, that's one of them. Remote lock or wipe your lost phone called Android Device Manager. Get a do-it-yourself dark theme. Go to Settings, Accessibility, and Color. Here's another one, number four. Access Chrome tabs from other devices. This next one I like. If your phone is lost, I never thought about this. I'm thinking, well, put a piece of tape on there with your number. You could put a message on the lock screen. If found, whatever your information would be, you'd find it right there. And you have a document scanner. Okay. Wow. What do we got here? Be a Wi-Fi hotspot. The process turns your phone cell's connection into a Wi-Fi network that other devices can log into. And remember, you got a compass and a barometer on your cell phone. You can scan barcodes. And you have a fitness tracker. Cool, huh? So anyway, that's a couple of the things you maybe not know. And now we're going to move into Jim's hot topic.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, guys, let's see what's going on here. In our hot topic news updates, riot in Charlottesville, Virginia. We had one dead, 19 injured. and they it was big disturbance down there. White supremacist groups say is running a full investigation. A police helicopter was responding to the riot, and it crashed, killing two of the police officers. Moving into socialism, not oil, is the cause of Venezuelan problems. Citizens riot against the action of a socialist president, Nicolás Maduro. President Trump stated there could be possible military action. Vice President Pence, on his way to visit Latin America, to strike kind of a balance in Venezuela. We will not stand by while Venezuela falls into a dictatorship. Many are fleeing the country. North Korea, tough rhetoric by President Trump towards Kim Jong-un, warns U.S. military locked and loaded if they continue threats to the U.S. Vice President Pence, outraged by New York Times Post that he may run in 2018. Pence stated he has no plans to run. And then, interesting article I read, a blind two-year-old in Slovakia would hear classical music and play the entire edition on his parents' keyboard after hearing it one time. Now at 3 years old, the infant can play many classical works. Amazing. Doug Pajurgi picked up an owl that had flown. I'm trying to throw a little positive stuff in it, you know, in this news. Here's so much negative. This Doug Pajurgi, he picked up an owl that flown into a car and suffered a head injury. The bird was supposedly supposed to die, according to veterinarians, but Doug didn't give up and had the owl treated and nursed back to health. Now the wild owl will not leave his side. Interesting. Police responded to a call regarding stolen property. It turned out to be a student's entire college fund was stolen, and the police officers pitched in and doubled the amount that was stolen so the young lady can finish her college. In sports, college football teams battle with chicken pox. If more players came down with the disease, which could prevent, this is something that went on in the 50s, it could ruin the season, they say. Rookies Chad Bennett, if I pronounce that right, will make his 2017 debut on Monday. Chad is a cancer survivor. Welcome back, Brad. In weather, we got a storm system traveling across the country from the Midwest to the East Coast. Oklahoma had heavy rains, and there was actually a train wreck from the rains. And we have problems in New Orleans because on August 5th, they had such heavy rain, some of the pumps went out. And now they're scrambling to fix the rest of the pumps so they don't have another major flood over there. Nebraska and Texas hit with heavy rains and hail. And there you go, guys. And now we're going to move into commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. Yes, we do. And, guys, sorry about my throat here. I went down to the beach, and I say I haven't been to the beach much. This was just a meeting down there, not running and romping in the waves, but anyway, caught a little throat thing. So we have a special guest coming on today, guys, so take note for the baby boomers because we have a special guest, Michael LaRocco, and his partner, Daniel Filspot. And Michael is a real official entrepreneur. He's got years of hands-on experience in business, founder of InnoZet, a finance and health company, and he's the real deal. He's a life coach, financial coach, a speaker, and the list goes on and on and on. So let's bring on Michael and see what's going on and ask some questions. Michael and Daniel, Dad, you with us?
Dad, I wanted to pop in really quick because you don't give yourself enough credit. When you went to the beach, that was because they were honoring you and featuring you as the Knights of Columbus, and you were getting promoted. And I want everybody that's listening to know the Knights of Columbus is one of the top Catholic organizations supported by the Pope. I mean, that's kind of a really big deal. So you should be mentioning that. Yeah, Michael LaRocco is awesome. And that's InnoSot Financial and Health Coaching Centers. Without further ado, here's Michael.
Michael, are you on with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
There he is. Hello, Michael. Thanks for coming on.
And Dan's here, too.
Daniel's here.
How
hello, Daniel. Hello. And, guys, you
hello,
know,
hello.
I didn't want to go on and on because there'd be no time left because you're involved in so much, the life coaching and the finance and health situation. And, you know, wow, the stats as far as assets and so on. What is it? 40 million households have no retirement savings. So, and, you know, and then you have the situation where the average retiree has about $44,000 in a savings account. And financial planners say they're supposed to retire with 11 times that amount, which is $500,000. And the actual person retires with $25,000-$30,000. So we need your help, guys. So what's going on out there?
Well, absolutely right. The baby boomers are having the issue. And one of the things that we talk about all the time to our clients is, what do you want?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, what do you mean? What do you want out of your life? And what do you want it to do? And so on and so forth. And what we find is a lot of people have blocks. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they're going. And then they find out that maybe they learned that same thing when they were younger. The money block.
They didn't plan.
And
yeah.
They didn't plan. I mean, I had a client walk in last week, and they go, we want to plan for retirement. I go, great, when is that? And they go, well, by the end of the month. Can I do?
Like, that's like
not
like,
much.
That's like when Eric gets hit with someone, they say, I have this major event I really have to promote. When is your event? Well, or it, in 2 days or something. You know, it's like, well, that doesn't give us much time.
Exactly. And the third part of that is that people are not structured to actually do what they want to do when they get there.
No.
And
these are you should have been the people they talked to like 25, 30 years ago and stuck to a plan. And now what you're probably seeing is what I've seen is now they're in their 60s ready to retire and they're really kind of stuck. And there are ways, I mean, you never give up, but here they sit with their, you know, on average how long, if you're going to retire with 25, 30,000 in the bank, how long does that last? You know, a couple of trips to Disneyland.
Absolutely.
And so on and so forth. And so where do you go?
Well, for the baby boomers who didn't plan and had their home, you know, most people, well, a lot of people invest a lot of money in their home. They paid their home off diligently, but they didn't think about their retirement. And one of the things that we talk about always is, you know, what's your spending plan? You know, and, you know, every dollar has a job. First job is you know, determining what you want and putting enough money away in order to be able to do that. But for the baby boomers who didn't do anything and just invest all their money in their house, there are ways to be able to extract some cash out of that house to be able to live off of and not even have to worry about making payments.
Okay, you're talking about the reverse mortgage?
That's one way. And so we look at, actually what we do is we sit down with the client, we find out, you know, where they're at, what they want to do, and then we analyze everything that's going on. And the cool thing about it is we don't look at one thing. We look at five crucial areas. The first crucial area is protection. The next is income. The next is credit. And the assets, connect health. And then we say, okay, when you make a decision, how is it going to affect these other areas?
Is it
going to affect positively or is it going to affect it negatively? And a lot of people in our industry don't talk about their things. They just do one area, and that's it. And then come to find out, the client says, oh, shoot, in effect, it's this other area, and not very nice.
Yeah, ideally, you want to get all of your money working for you to get what it is that you want. And that can happen anytime. I mean, it's not dependent on age. Ideally, yes. But anything can happen if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. I found an article in UMass 5, a top financial concerns for baby boomers. They cite retirement as a top concern, with 45% of the group saying that they worry about not being able to retire when they want to, although 79% of baby boomers said they are, well, they're currently saving for retirement. 52% of the same group believe they will have to delay retirement. You know, and then a lot of them have to go back. There's so many reports I read. After a few years, they have to find some other way of earning income to go either back to work or live with their kids or whatever, because the money runs out. What's your advice when people come in and they're a little bit older and they ask you, what do I do now? Basically,
well,
look at
the
equity.
Actually, what we have to do is we have to look at FICA, which is Protection Income, Credit Assets, and Health. And then we analyze each area, and then we determine on the best strategies that will fit what they need in order to get where they want to go. And it may mean, you know, the hard fact is you need to go get another job, or don't quit the one you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the good thing in all of this is we are living a little longer, and people do have things they want to do other than the job that they were in their whole life. And this gives them an opportunity to actually do something that they really want to do that makes the impact that they want to make. Maybe it's change society, maybe it's kids or whatever. And by structuring that properly and with a little help, you can make that into a viable money-making operation.
Yeah. And, you know, I noticed one of the problems, and I've seen this firsthand with neighbors and things, these are hardworking people. Both husband and wife worked many years, and over the years had wind up in a medical situation that had been draining their savings and their equity, and they literally wind up losing their home because of serious illness and the deductibles from the medical situations wound up just taking so much of their money that one of the things they didn't plan on. So would you maybe recommend downsizing? Have you seen that's one of the rules of thumb for some people? And then I hear where they're getting a larger home so their kids can move in or something, or visit when they come down to visit or whatever. Are you seeing that a lot of them sell, downsize, so they can resource that savings?
Well, there's a lot of different strategies that a lot of different people do, and that is one of the strategies. And then getting a bigger house so that they can move family in to help offset those costs too is another strategy. It's all depending on the individuals and what they want to do. And that's the reason why, you know, the health component of our business is extremely important. Because a lot of planners, they teach people how to be wealthy, but then they get there and they're spending more of their money on their health than they did before, because the planner didn't talk about being healthy at the same time they're being wealthy. So being healthy and wealthy is the important thing, and thinking about that early on is important.
I saw a Scripps article on Scripps Health. It said 76 million people were born during the baby boomer years, 46 to 64. And research has shown that people who eat healthy, stay active, and avoid tobacco can significantly lower their risk of developing many of the chronic diseases. And, you know, some of the top ones are type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, so on and so forth. And there was a couple, I had shared this story before. They both worked for the railroad executives, and they had very large pensions. They were in the millions. And they moved down to Florida, and they had a home next to my parents. My mother knew that, well, they would play cards and so on. But they had planned on going to Florida and traveling the world. And the lady had different plans. She had to take care of her husband because when they got down there, after their years of retirement savings, he had a stroke. And she said all they do is they would work and worry that they didn't have enough money saved. So you got to have a little balance there. But, you know, you think you got troubles till you lose your health. That's the retirement's no good without that. So I know where you're coming from on that one. So you, okay, you cover both fields.
On that are from the time you're 65 until you're done, it will cost you on average $250,000 out of your pocket just for medical expenses. And that's something that is often not planned for in retirement. And it's one of the big areas, and there are a lot of strategies that can go into that to make sure that that cost is either reduced or managed.
Yeah. And they save, but one, you know, they don't plan on the money they're going to be spending. That's another article I read where they're saying that they allowed so many things in the budget, but they didn't anticipate the deductibles they'd be spending and college funds they'd be, you know, paying for their kids and their grandkids, the savings so fast. So
exactly.
What do you think? Yeah, I mean, are a lot of people tapping into the equity, or you think they're just cutting back before they do? Are you finding out that's what a lot of people are leaning towards? Resourcing that if they have it?
Well, you know, the misnomer about reverse mortgages, you know, that has changed a little bit, but not a lot. We listen to a lot of people all the time that they should redo a reverse mortgage. For some people, it's the right thing to do, but not for everybody. If your situation warrants you to, you know, have more income because you didn't plan correctly, then that may be a viable way to go. Or, you know, one of my clients that did reverse mortgage on, he was retiring, and he asked me, Michael, what should I do about, should I keep the spousal pension? That means if I die, I would get that. I go, oh, my God, did your wife take care of the kids? Yeah. Did your wife take care of you? Yeah. How long have you been married? 40 years. I said, then what do you think? And he goes, well, I think I should have that. Well, a couple years later, he told me, Michael, I didn't listen to your advice. And I'm going to go in for quadruple bypass surgery. What should I do? And I go, oh, my God. Do you want your wife to live with your kids? She doesn't. She goes, no. So in that specific situation, a reverse mortgage was perfect for them because she wouldn't get his pension at all. And they were living off their pay. So, yeah, sometimes it's crazy. And the funny, you know,
yeah.
Early, you know, the funny thing is a lot of people don't even understand their 401ks when they at work. What normally happens is because HR can't really explain it to you and the people who go in who sell it to the companies don't know their person's specific financial situation because they don't dig into that. Get you a little bit about the funds, but that's about it. So what happens is everybody gathers around the lunchroom, and they ask each other, so Bill, what did you do? Bill says, well, what are you going to do? And so they all do the same thing, and if they didn't plan right because they didn't plan for their specific financial situation, they end up with the same thing what Bill got, which may not be able to retire on. What we do is we sit down with the client to do that.
Yeah, this is the typical scenario where's plan B, right? It seems like 80% of these people, you know, like they better have a plan B because plan A doesn't seem to work out. So, you know, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plan sometimes. And look at all the things that come up. You invest in real estate. I went through that in the Gulf and all that. And poof, you can wind up losing, or the Great Recession of 08. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I guess that would be advice that you guys would give, right?
Well, actually, it's not that advice. The advice would be find out exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Section income credit assets and health. and find out what you want to do. And the next thing is know the rules of the game. If you don't know the rules of the game, you can be gobbled up by the game.
Yeah. Ignorance can be costly.
And part of that is in 2018, we're going to have a shift in how Medicare pays out. So people have to be aware that if you're retiring after 2018, the rules on Medicare are going to be different than they are today. So it's important that we keep track of those rules and know what they are and how to use them so that we get the advantage and not somebody else taking money out of their pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. You got it. It pays to go to, it pays to talk to, you know, you guys really have to get out there, because if people don't talk to you guys or people like you, it can really be a costly mistake. And making that mistake when you're 30 is a lot different than making it when you're 65. You know, you don't have those increments
Absolutely.
To catch up, you know. This is something that's very important. We got to go over this again and have you on again, because, you know, a lot of people just are sitting there saying, okay, looks like I got to, you know, either go back to work or start, you know, investing a little smarter. And that, I say, be very cautious of, you know, because you know the stories about the investing. And you just can't afford to lose those chunks at 60 or 65. So now, do you guys get into that aspect where you might, you know, where do you, if they ask about investments, do you go into that category?
Well, what we do first, one of the things that we do is, like I said, we go back to discovery of what they want and, you know, and analyze everything that they're doing. And one of the, like, I keep going back to the 401k, that's so underutilized. People don't, you know, they go, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my money. Funny thing is, I'm sitting down with a 59-year-old, and she needs a car that will give her, you know, 40, 50 miles a gallon, and then she wants to have a truck to be able to help her do that. And I said, why don't you have your capitalize on that? She goes, but that's going to reduce my income. And I said, no, it's not. Actually, what we did, we also increased her contribution to her income. And she's bringing home the same amount of money, has two vehicles, pretty new vehicles. One gives her 40 miles a gallon, but she, you know, works 90 miles away. And she's like, how did this happen? I said, because you have to understand the rules of the game and how money works. And so that's one of the things we did to help that person.
And one of the other areas that people really don't pay attention to are things like health savings accounts. Anybody can set those up within the rules, and those can stay with you even after you retire, and you can use them to pay for some of those medical expenses. Why would you want to spend money, put it away before tax, and not get taxed on it when you use it for medical expenses?
Jeez. Now, there's some good advice. You're throwing your money away.
Exactly.
You're just throwing it away. And, boy, this medical thing, geez. Yeah, this deductible thing is turning out to be something that we really have to be on top of, because it's just not affordable. But anyway, guys, thank you so much, Michael and Daniel, for coming on. We would like to have you on again and go over some of this, because you guys are really basically life changers when people can get in, you know, sit down and realize, wow, I'm going down the wrong path, and you can straighten them out. That makes a big difference in how they're going to live in retirement.
Absolutely. Financial literacy is one of the most important things that people need to understand. But it's the one most neglected thing that people don't teach it in school. We find out about financial literacy after we clean up with them.
Exactly. Oh, wow, you hit the nail on the head, and I've said this before. They have all these classes going through high school, college, grad school, but they don't have class on life and investing, you know, just basic stuff. People can wind up making a lot of money in a business or whatever and lose it all. So, guys, how can we get in touch with you? We got to move along. I want to have you back. But how can, if somebody wanted to work with you, how would they be in touch with you guys?
Give us a call at our office at 831-449-6800. I'm as extension 101 and Dan is extension 102, but normally we team up together and we help the client together and we analyze what's going on.
Great, great. All right, well, great information. And if people only realize that this is very costly if it's not followed, you know. And unfortunately, when you're sitting there looking down at your bookwork and thinking, oh, I wish I would have thought of this 20 years ago, especially when you see those ads, you put away $25, $30, $40, you'll have $300,000, but now when you get older, you got to pay $500-$600 a month just to get $50,000. You know, but anyway, guys,
absolutely.
Thanks for coming.
And you know what? One more thing.
Yeah.
We've got a 90-minute. We've got a night for the people who call in from your show. We've got a 90-minute free consultation. That normally costs about $497, but with people on your show, we'll give it for free.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's a Benny. Thank you, guys. So anyway, Mike and Dan, if you we're going to touch base with you again and go over some of this stuff, and maybe we can change some lives here. But thanks for
coming
on. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. See, this is like, this is really important stuff. And you got to take notes. And it's a baby boomer show, but believe me, you people that are not baby boomers and you're younger, you really want to follow this stuff because it'll make things a lot easier. But anyway, moving along, it's time for... You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone in Radioland. I have a very special guest today. Lady Java, good morning. Hello, calling Lady Java.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm so excited to have you on our show today.
And I'm excited to be on it.
All right. Well, many people may not know that you are a legend in your own time. You have been known as Sir Lady Java, actually.
That's correct.
And you have been a pioneer in your field to promote the ability of the transgender community to be able to work. And you're also a legendary entertainer. Can you tell us how you got started in your field? Let's talk about the entertainment part. The first time I actually saw you, you were at a place called Memory Lane. And
Memory
and then
Lane
it later,
Supper Club.
Yes, and it later became Marla's Memory Lane.
That's
Marla
right.
Gibbs, very famous for being the sassy maid on the Jeffersons. Comedy show, and she's become a dear friend.
Yes,
I know
she
is. Yeah, I know she's going to be looking forward to helping you celebrate your upcoming birthday pretty soon, too.
Hopefully. I certainly hope so.
Yes, I know she helped you the last time to celebrate
that's right.
It. Yes.
And I'm hoping that she'll be here this year.
Yes. Yes, God willing. So anyway, I want to say that your form of entertainment is especially spectacular. You and I both share a love of the avant-garde, let's put it that way. And I think the closest thing that describes what we like is Josephine Baker. Am I right?
Oh, that's for sure. I'm an ardent fan of Josephine Baker. I love her dearly. I love her clothing. And I try to put as much of me into the show that reminds me of Josephine Baker. I love her.
Yes, I do too. And you know, I didn't know it, but our godson, Sean Baker, is related to her. And then there's another lady. Yes, there was another lady that was supposed to visit you last year for your birthday celebration. And she's also related to Josephine.
Yeah, she's supposed to be her niece. And she had a couple of gowns that she wanted to give me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it would fit me now.
So, well, things change. That'll give you some incentive, maybe. Well, for some reason, I can't think of her name, but I know who you're speaking of. And she's still, I think she's still singing. Still singing.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And performing. I think it's wonderful. You know, I agree with the Pink Lady. I believe that age is only a number. And I think that you are as young as you feel.
Well, that's true. The Pink Lady looks so absolutely lovely. She's a beautiful lady. But I am looking forward to them coming out to my birthday party, which will be next Sunday. No, a week. With 6 days on the
yes and counting yes
my birthday
yes
and,
very special
a lovely lady who's Chef Marilyn, who is putting on the food here. Chef Marilyn is she's such an icon in the neighborhood. I love her dearly.
Yes,
so,
and she loves you.
Yeah, but I love her.
Yes, and you know, she's been so generous. She has also done catering for the White House when President Obama was our leader. And at that time, I've got a friend on the line, our mutual friend Pasquale. I'm sure he's listening in.
We had a
great event just north of the Beverly Hills Hotel, beautiful location on 2.5 acres for the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which you are an honorary member of, too, by the way. And
yes,
Chef Marilyn provided the food. It was wonderful. Everybody loved it.
How nice. Well, she's doing it for me. And
mm-hmm.
also Sir Charles. Out of Hollywood, Charles is getting together. He's barbecuing ribs and chicken and fried chicken. And a whole lot of things. And they're having a drag show on my birthday. Three girls are getting together to honor me. And that's such a nice thing. I have a disc jockey and the Valley of the Dolls, who's coming down. And we also have a thing on Linda Hopkins. They're putting her memorial down and also about her life. It's so beautiful. I'm just looking forward to it Sunday.
Yes. Well, you know, I gave the memorial tribute before she had a memorial when you came out and several of our other friends, Pasquale, Joe Cassini, the Pink Lady, Oracle,
nice.
And many others came. Our wonderful Tracy Konigsberg, Lady Tracy Konigsberg, and her daughter.
Oh,
yeah, they
Tracy,
all came out.
So I miss her dearly.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll capture some of that, God willing, when we get that video, release a little piece of it to show your guest, and so they can enjoy that. There's a very good portrayal of you on there, very clear. You can see you know you're speaking and everything, and near the beginning of it. So I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I wish that your place was big enough. We can invite everyone, but this is going to have to be a private event.
Yeah, well I have a little a baby mansion. It's nice. It looks like a little castle. It's I love it dearly. I have a lovely view. It's just so exciting. You know, I've had a stroke, and coming from a rest home is not easy.
Mm.
But I'm here. God has me here for a reason. So I'm
yes.
here to represent my people, the gay people, who
mm-hmm.
Are so loving the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of them. We didn't have anything like that when we were young. We were just young and foolish about a lot of things. But we
mm-hmm.
went on. But now they have all these affairs and things, and it's so wonderful to go to them.
And they honored
so,
you recently, too.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they honored me because when I was younger, I think in the middle 60s, in the 60s, I took LAPD to court. I took them to court for 3 years to fight for the rights of female impersonators or any male who wanted to wear the opposite sex clothing. That was against the law then.
Mm-hmm.
I went to court, and now they can wear women's clothes or whatever they want to wear, the opposite sex. And people got to live and let live. We do our thing. So what? It's a lovely thing. I'm very proud.
Well, the community, yes, our American community has become much more accepting of people who have a different lifestyle. Everyone
yes.
has the right to
liberal.
Live their life, you know, as long as they're not hurting anyone else. I mean, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, what difference would it make?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. But I am looking forward to my birthday party. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be very, very, very nice. A lot of celebrities coming. And they come to support me. And
mm-hmm.
it's such a nice thing. And the gay people are coming to support me. And I hope that, well, I know they will. They'll get along and everything will be fine. So
yes, you had people.
But do you remember when we?
Yes.
Do you remember when we went out to the what is it? The Pantasia Theater.
Oh
the Pantasia
yes,
Theater.
I remember. I took
and
you out that time for your birthday, and we saw
yes.
a musical there, and it was so funny because during the intermission, we got discovered by one of the people who was
yeah.
involved in the staging of the. The musical, and we wound
the
up on the stage going around
right.
and around. They had like a do-si-do, you know, country style square dance version of going around and around.
One more time. I was round and around. And I went one more time. I think I would have passed out on stage. I couldn't take it.
Well,
take
I'm
it.
Telling you,
the
looking out at
that
audience
so
and then looking down into the orchestra pit, I was just doing my best to make sure that I didn't fall into that orchestra pit.
Oh.
It was quite an experience. And then afterwards, when we got ready to leave, do you remember what happened when people saw us as we were leaving?
Oh,
the theater?
Around the corner, they said, oh, my goodness, you were so exciting. Oh, you're so pretty and things. And I thought that was so nice. They didn't know who we were, but it was nice.
Well, they knew something was going on. But listen, Lady Java, on that note, we're going to sail on out of here. And I want to thank you for coming on Carmelita's Corner as my guest. And I just think that it's such a privilege to have you as a friend and also to have you as an honorary member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society.
And to all my people, I love you. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
Okie doke. See you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Carmelita. Carmelita, amazing lady. And guys, there's so much going on. I try my best to keep up with Eric, but he really covers a lot of territory. I don't know how he does it, but you know, he's put all this together in so many platforms, and the people that call, it's like, whoa, very impressive when you have people from calling all over. And these are the top of the top CEOs and business founders and so on. And the proof's in the pudding. You could see them online giving their endorsements to them. But anyway, guys, easywaybroadcasting.com/news, easywaymedia.com. You just go to Easyway Media. He's got it. I kept on and make it as simple as possible. And he just kept perfecting it to where you just go to easywaymedia.com. You got the gold bars. You push Eric Zulli and you see a sizzle. You go down to all the Easyway promotions. There's, you know, just go down the list and you'll see Easyway Radio and so on and so forth. And I'll tell you, this is really getting exciting. Now we got the Easyway studio down in Pico being put together, and we're there a while back and we're coming back with that. And it's going to be, this is really going to be exciting. And, you know, there's just a lot. And in this day and age, this is a huge transition period. You know, everything's transitioning, and, you know, download the easywaymobile.com app and see, you know, the Easyway events, news, reviews, all the events, you know, there will be reviewed and blogged. And let's get into, well, don't forget TrueMedic.com. And I'll tell you, this has affected me. This chair they have is, I sit in it and I'm amazed. I can't believe a chair has so much technology inside it that can just three-dimensional situation, massage your arms, your feet, your legs, up and down your back. Anyway, it's amazing. TrueMedic.com. And the California Senior Guide magazine, California Senior Guide magazine. I have had a great experience meeting the group down there in the San Diego area, and they're nationwide. Tiffany Garvin, GARVIN.co, expert healing mentor. Very interesting lady to talk to, very knowledgeable. And then we have Dr. Emily Latran, motivational speaker, talking about an inspirational story. Dr. Emily Latran has been a renowned dentist, and when you go to her events, you'll be meeting some interesting people and hearing her story. And we got, this is talking about a great group of people. ProductionSanDiego.com, Inspired Images Studios. Down south, it's, where are we at here? It's just, you know, what it is, guys, when you get to work, we've worked with so many people, when you get to work with good people, it makes things so nice. And, you know, like we've always said, the proof's in the pudding. People see what Easyway produces, and you could see the shout-outs people have, how it's changed lives. And that's what we like. And we run into the people like at ProductionSanDiego.com, Inspired Images Studio, just great people. And join our Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/EasyWay events, close to 1,000 members. I'll tell you, this group will be put on all the Easyway. You know, there's so much content. And when you're getting on, you're talking about close to 1,000 members, and they're interacting with each other. Use the hashtag Easyway. And, you know, the other, what is it? The Easyway, EasywayTube.com. Now, this is a private YouTube, Easyway Tube, and these companies have quality next to them. All their neighbors are quality. And you're talking about great networking. So the brand development, we got web design, app development, commercials, sizzles, graphic design, above the norm, believe me. This is above and beyond. SEO, combine all this along with Eric's consulting, and I've been to you know, you can read over the testimonials, but I've been in meetings, I've been in and functions where Eric is talking to top level people, and they literally put their hand on their forehead and step back and go, wow, this is amazing. And a CEO will say to his vice president, why don't we do this? And they'll say, they didn't even know this existed. But anyway, this is what it's all about, doing it the easy way. EasyWayRadio.com, EasyWayPromotions.com. Click on testimonials, Easy Way Business Affiliates Program, $300. You get thousands of dollars in return, and that's what everybody's finding. So, guys, until next week, jump on board. Remember, use hashtag EasyWay and join us next week on EasyWayRadio.com. Radio Boomers Live, guys. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy. That's another important thing. And just be smart. Listen to guys that are the financial experts, you know, like Michael and Daniel, and plan and be active. Okay, guys, till next week, Radio Boomers Live out. Reith will be back with us next week. So long. No,
thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reith Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.